Hanu Atana Deh. This is a very exciting. So you can record. Are you recording? Very exciting limud. As you've already discovered today, Muksa is a world. And in certain yeshivos, they'll spend a year on Muksa, Tusadarim a day. There are svarim that are hundreds of pages long just on the topic of Muksa. And obviously, in 6 weeks, we're not going to be able to do it comprehensively, but I hope that in 6 weeks we will be able to get a pretty good Havana of both the Sugyos and also the Lamaisa. And of course, as we get towards the Shulchan Aruch, we'll focus, try to do all of it, but with a focus on the Shilas that are most Lamaisa. And Muksa really is a, there are many, many Lamaisa questions. All these new technologies add a new dimension to the halachos, which make it especially difficult and therefore especially important to try to figure out how the halachos in the Gemara will affect the things in our lives. I'd like to start, and maybe I made a mistake by not telling you guys to look at this today, but I apologize for that. But I'd like to start first by doing a little history lesson about the origin of Muksa, and then we'll start the Gemara that we've been working on today. So, the Pasuk in Shmos, Parak Tezayin, says, V'hayav ha-yom ha-shishi v'yachinu ha-sashay yaviyu, v'hayav mishna asher yilketu yom yom. Here, of course, we're talking about the Parsha of Mun, and the Torah says, v'yachinu ha-sashay yaviyu. So, what does that Pasuk teach us? So, if you look at the Gemara Pesachim, Daf Mem Zayin of the base, going on to Mem Chesem Aleph, there's a Gemara, Mevashel Gid Anasha B'chalav, B'yom Tov, V'ochlo, Lo Kechamesh. The Gemara's trying to figure out what are the five cases, the five types of malchus you could be loke for this single activity. And the Gemara says, at a certain stage, Ela Ape Kavara, V'ayel Atze Muksa. In other words, you're going to get Muksa, you're going to get malchus for the violation of Muksa. Muksa Dari Raisahi, Amalayin. So it's a law, it's Chil Shabbos. The Gemara has a bunch of questions, and it concludes the Amrit, Isser Muksa de Raisa, Mali Isser Gufa, Mali Isser Dabar Acher. And has some other questions. And it goes on to another answer. So the simple meaning of the Gemara in Pesachim is that there was a stage, it was a Havamina, that there is an Isser del Reis of Muksa, but that it's ultimately rejected. That's certainly the Pashtus. However, there is a Rashi at the beginning of Maseches Beya who sounds like at least Rabbah doesn't hold that way. The Gemara in Beya is trying to figure out what's the reason the Mishnah that Beis Shnolda Ben Yom Tov that Beis Hillel says Lo Tochal, and the Gemara has four different explanations why that is, but Rabba's explanation is Elam Rabba the Olam B'Tarnagolas Ametis La'Achila, and therefore the mother, the hen, is not Muksa. U'Biyom Tzchali Osach Shabbos Askinan U'Mishum Achana, famous idea of Achana de Rabba, because Sava Rabba Kol Beis Mizyal Ha'Edna Me'Asmo Gamel. So the point is that this egg, which was laid on Yantif, was really ready before Yantif, and therefore it's Aser, because Ein Chol Mechem, Ein Yantif Mechem L'Shabbos, or the like. Or Shabbos Mechem L'Yantif. Rabba L'Taimei is the key line. Rabba L'Taimei. De Amar, Rabba Maidach Sir, Vayel B'Yom HaShishi, V'Chinu Es HaShay Aviyu, Chol Mechem L'Shabbos, Chol Mechem L'Yantif. And Yom Tov Mechil Shabbos, and Shabbos Mechil Yom Tov. Says Rashi that Rabba L'Taimei Damer Rabba B'Psachim V'Yalch Mehacha D'Muksa D'Araisa. So Rashi tells us, seemingly, that Muksa is D'Araisa at the very least according to Rabba. The Gemara there, Beitza, tries to explain the Raisa that says Safek is Aser. Two later answers in the Gemara hold it to Rabbanan, and the Gemara is troubled by that. The first two answers, Muksa and Rabba, maybe it could be Deoraisa. That's Rashi Shita. But the Rishonim over there, generally speaking, reject Rashi. And one of the reasons why they reject Rashi is because that's not the maskana of the Gemara, as the Rashba of others says, Bein Perusha Nachon, Chada, Da'asam, Hadar Bein Rabba, the maskana Lamaisa, the maskana sa Gemara, Muksa is not Deoraisa. Hadar Rabba might be different, but Muksa isn't Deoraisa. So, though there are some Machronim who Riyashi Rashi, and maybe if we have a chance we could talk about their theories, they're very interesting, among them the Yeshua and the like. But the Pashup Shat, at least according to most Rishonim, is that Muksa is not Nedeoraisa. We'll talk about later that perhaps there is a certain type of Muksa that's Asmechua Akra, and therefore treated a little more stringently or differently. Maybe there are different categories of Muksa. There's Isser Tiltal versus Isser Achilas. But Muksa is not Deoraisa. That's the Pashtus. So if Muksa isn't Deoraisa, so when exactly were they? Was it instituted? Where does it come from? So the Gemara, which we'll have a chance to see next week probably, Kof Chakimel on the base, Tana Rabbanan, Rishonah Yomim Shol Shekel Nitlum B'Shabbes, Mitzvah Shal Dveila, Mitzvah Malisteran, Shal Kedera, Besak and Ketana Shal Gavi HaShulchan. Three Kelim that were particularly useful. Ketiru, B'chazer Etiru, B'chazer Etiru, So what does that mean? So, again, the details of this we'll see later, but the Gemara tells us that in the days of Nehemiah, the people were parrots in terms of Chol HaShabbos. We could read the psukim. At the end over there, they were bringing stuff in from the marketplace and selling it and the like. And Nehemiah made a takana. And his takana, in the psukim, it's not clear what it was, but what Chazal say is, it's this takana of tiltal kelim. And it was a very extreme measure. He basically said, all kelim cannot be moved, except for these three things that are very useful. Tosa says, well, it doesn't mean all kelim, plates and things like that, cups certainly were not included, but basically almost all kelim, even a klishim lachto lahetar. Even a klishim lachto lahetar couldn't be moved. And this was an extreme measure to combat a very big problem of Chilul Shabbos, and perhaps especially Hotzah. And the takana was very effective. And so people got better. And their less Chilul Shabbos. So Etiru, B'chaz V'Etiru, B'chaz V'Etiru, that's in the Chlokas of a Ride, exactly what they were matir and how much they were matir. But they limited Xeris Nehemiah significantly, or maybe even uprooted it entirely, as we'll see, until the only thing that was left was Meser Agal of Yasu Shalom Harisha, which are Muksa Machlas Nisarim Kis. So it sounds like from this Gemara that when was the institution of Muksa instituted? At the days of Nehemiah, which is, I guess, a pretty early Takana Rabbanah. But there's another source, Gemara Shabbos Daf Lamed on the base, that sounds like it was actually much earlier. The Gemara says, Shalach Shlomo Mibet Lebei Midrasha, Abba Meis, Muta Bachama, the Klavim Shalbeis Abba Re'evim. Now you have two questions. David HaMelech died on Shabbos. Shlomo HaMelech sent the base din, sent the base medrash, two halachic shaylas. The first shayla, which is the most relevant to us, is what do I do? Abba meis mutal b'chama, and a dead person is muksa. Now, that's actually also a very interesting question. Why exactly is a dead person muksa? One that we should probably get back to, because there's no chisaron achana, presumably, right? He wasn't dead at the beginning of Shabbos. If someone was died on Friday, I understand why the corpse would be muksa. If they die in Shabbos, it's not obvious why the corpse should be muksa. There's no lack of achana. So that's something we'll have to figure out as well. But anyway, the point is that Abba, David HaMelech, died, and therefore he couldn't be moved. What do I do? Ma'asa shalchulei, chatoch nevela, v'hanach l'fnei haklavim. That was one question. V'avicha hanach alav kikar v'tino v'taltalo. That's a heter of kikar v'tino. which maybe some of you got to today. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. What exactly the heter of tilto hamesali de kikar betinok is, and is that specifically for mace and the like? It's a question we can return to later. But what's relevant for us now is that the Gemara clearly takes for granted that in the times of David and Shlomo, the iser of muks had already existed. And that tells us that even if it's not deraisa, it was certainly much earlier, well before Nechamia. So, when was it instituted? So there's a very important klal that the Ritva says over in Daf Kuf Chav Dalet in the base. Many other Rishonim say this. Well, we'll see if everyone agrees. It might be that not everybody agrees to this, but certainly many, many Rishonim agree to this, and it's a very important klal that will help us throughout the summer. And the Ritva tells us, again, Kuf Chav Dalet in the base, it's in Dibur Masulin in Halacha, that there is a difference between muksa and tiltul kelim, the iser of tiltul kelim. Zeres Nechemya has nothing to do with muksa. How do I know that? Well, for one thing, like we said, Zeres Nechemya was originally said about even a klish malachto leheter. A klish malachto leheter. Now, obviously, a klish malachto leheter, there's no haktzah. There's no haktzah whatsoever. This is something that's primary designation is for mutter. And yet, Nechemya asered it. So, Gzeiras Nechemya has nothing to do with muksa. And before you learn Halchos muksa, so everybody puts everything together. Like a pen is muksa, just like a rock is muksa, like a hammer is muksa. And the first thing that you have to realize when you learn Halchos muksa is really, maybe it's more complicated than this, but the first thing is that there's basically two categories that we need to think about. One is kelim, and one is muksa. And the iser of kelim that was instituted by Nechemya. Before Nechemya, there was no iser of kelim. Again, there's going to be certain cases that you have to figure out what it is, like muksa machmas on kiss. Is muksa machmas on kiss part of Zeres Nechemya, because it's usually a kli, maybe even only a kli shmalta lisser, or is it part of the original muksa, which is about non-kelim, things that have no function, like a corpse, like eitzim, avanim, and the like. So again, the details of this chiluk we're going to work on. Now is not the time to get into the nitty-gritty, but what's very important to realize is that there are these two categories. There's the iser tiltul kelim, which was, for the most part, instituted by Nechemya, and though it was rescinded, the Pashup Shad, again, we'll see not everybody agrees to it, but the Pashup Shad is there are still some remnants, the Isser of Klishmachtel Isser Mechan Letzel, the Isser of Klishmachtel Leheter Shalom Letzarach Klal. There are some remnants of Zeres Nechemya, and those restrictions aren't because of Muksa. In other words, the Halach is that I can't, if I leave my hammer outside and I'm afraid it's going to get stolen or ruined in the rain, I can't bring it inside. That's not muksa. That's Gzeres Nechemya. Gzeres Nechemya has nothing to do with muksa. And then there's muksa. And the rules of muksa and Gzeres Nechemya have nothing to do with each other. Maybe I'll just read you a little bit from this Ritvan side. If anyone wants to follow along, it's on Kuf Chav Dalet. Linen halacha, betiltul kelim kamalam kirava, deru basra, de kelim shemalachtam leheter, afilu mecham otel, mortal otatulam, de kelim shemalachtam leheter, tzach gufo mutzach makom on mutter bilvad. Bahavade isa afilu rebi shemo, de les le moksa. This principle, the restrictions that we have on tiltul kelim, like kli shemalachtam leheter mecham otel. Mecham otel means moving a kli shemalachtam leheter. Again, all these things are nothing, almost nothing that I'm saying is pashut, but then we'll give the pashtas for today. Right? Kli shmachtel iser is a kli whose primary designation is for iser, like a hammer. Primarily a hammer is used for building. You could also use it for nut cracking. So a kli shmachtel iser is mutter l'tzach gufo, like I want to crack a nut, that's the way we paskin, l'tzach makomo, if I need its place. I left it on my chair and I want to sit down and I want to move that hammer. And but it's Asur Mecham Lutel, which means for the protection of that Muxos. So like I said, I left it outside and it's going to get rained on and I want it to get wrecked. I can't bring it inside. That halacha has nothing to do with Muxa. Rather, it's part of Zeres Nechamya. And therefore, it has nothing to do with the Machlokas Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda. Machlokas between Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda, which is going to dominate this parak that we're learning, this next couple daf. There's a Machlokas. Reb Shimon Las Le Muxa. Reb Yehuda Is Le Muxa. Now, even that, as we noted before, is a very tricky statement, because there are lots of Muxas that Reb Shimon agrees to, and that's what we have to figure out. But Reb Shimon Less Le Muxa, whatever that means, there's a large part of Muxa he doesn't hold up. And yet, he will fully agree to the restrictions that relate to Tiltul Kalim. Why? Because Kalim are not Als Muxa. Right? Again, Lashon Avada Isa Afilu Rishimin de Less Le Muxa, the Kai Milan, Kivasek, the Kalim Shemalachtam Le Isser. Lo midi muksa nagu bahem le'iser, ella tiltalusha asru gzeira mishamotza. So, before we translate that, let's note the chiddush here. You might have thought, and in fact, there might be some who say this, but the Ritzvah's perspective here is the mainstream perspective. You might have thought that the reason for the restrictions on Kalim is because of Hatzah. In other words, why can't I move a hammer on Shabbos? Because I'm makzit. Why am I makzit? Because what do I need a hammer for in Shabbos? Hammers are for building. And it's a partial haktzah, so therefore it's mutter for some things, haktzah for other things. That's what you might have thought. And says the Rit, and therefore you might have also thought that it's subject to the debate between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. No, says the Rit, absolutely not. The restrictions have nothing to do with haktzah. The iser of Tiltul Kalim has nothing to do with haktzah. Lo midi muktza naguba. Rather, why are they asr? What's the reason for sort of Tiltul Kalim? It's gzeira misham hotza. We'll see the Gemara that that's based upon in a moment. The truth is, it's not at all pashut. It's a Gemara on Daf Kuf Chav Dalet, on Shabbos Kuf Chav Dalet, on Aleph, on the base. And the truth is, it doesn't sound like that's talking about Kalim. So that's going to be an issue. Worry about that then. But at least the Ritva says that the Isser Tiltul Kalim is Misham Hotza. Why? What is Tiltul Kalim Hotza? Because if I'm carrying it, I might also carry it outside. I might do Hotza. Ukshem Shagazru Bimei Nechemya Ben Chakalia. Feel the Kalim Smachtel Hatter. And the proof that Xeris Nechemya has nothing to do with Hotza, of Moksa, is because it applied to Klish Machtel Hatter, where clearly there's no Hotza. Again, Tom, Aichi, Mukmina, and Plugged to Tiltul, Shofar, and Chatzotras, we plugged to Rebbe Yudah, Rebbe Shemin, and Moksa, Vashili, Perkvam, and Adikim. This is a Gemara that we'll all see shortly. Tosis is going to bring it up. Very important Gemara, but it's not going into too much detail now. You'll see the Gemara. There's a debate between Rebbe Yudah and Shemin about whether you're allowed to carry or move a Chatzotras, trumpet, on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Shimon says yes. So, sounds like we have a machlokas by Klish Machlo Isser between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So he says no, that's different. Yishlomer Shlomidu Sham Machlokosim Alinyan Tiltul Tzach Gufam Nishish Kimul. You could see the ritual there. We don't have to get into inside. But the basic yisod that comes out from this is, even though sometimes you will find Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon arguing about Kalim, generally speaking, when we're dealing with the restrictions of Tiltul Kalim, that's not in the parasha of Muksa, it's in the parasha of Zeres Nechemya. And there are nafkaminas. Besides the fact that when it comes to Kalim, there are certain exemptions, like Klish Machtel Isser is Motzot Tzach Guf Motzot Makomo. But even when it comes to Kalim, but other, the nature of the Isser, just for example, there's a famous discussion, Chlokas, between the Ramah and the Gra, which is really a Chlokas Rishonim, between the Maharil and Rabbi Yerucham about whether or not the Mohel on Shabbos, after he finishes doing the Mila, what does he do with the Zemo? The Mila knife is a cliche Muxamachus, because they're very expensive, they're fragile. You'd only use it for this, so you're allowed to use it for the Mila, not the Shabbos. What do you do afterwards? So Ramah says, well, since you're holding it anyway, the Mohel can put it away. And the Gra says that even though Tosas tells this principle that once you're holding it anyway, you can put it away, that's only said for things like a klish not to listen. But something that's actually muksa, we don't say that. That's just one example of a place. If you want to look that up, it's in Reish Samach Vav in Yerideya, in the Graz Sifkatan Gimel. So the point is that the rules for tiltal, things that are also al tmuksa, but this is kalim, are very different from each other. So going back to our question, we said that on the one hand, when was muksa instituted? We have one source that it was already in existence at the time of David and Shlomo, and another source that it was instituted by Nechemias. The answer is that there are more than one type of category of muksa, and they were niskan at two different times. Now, let's turn to another and very basic introductory question before we start to Gemara. And that is, what is the reason for the Isser of Muksa? So, as I mentioned, the Gemara Daf Kuf Chav Dalet says, the Tzilta Vufei Lav Mishum Hotzahi, which implies, we'll read the Gemara Tzahi more carefully later, but just as an introduction, that Tzilta is Asser Mishum Hotzahi. If you look at the Rambam, though, very famously, Perek Chav Dalet, he gives a whole bunch of other reasons, and the question is, what is the Rambam doing making up his own reasons? So the Rambam writes, Asru chachamim lataltal mitzvah svar mishavis kedach shavu osim chol. Umipnei ma nagu v'isra zeh. Why did they have this iser of muksa? Amru, umayim hizhiru nevi'im mitzivu shalo yehim luchacha v'shabes ki luchacha v'chol. V'lo sichas ha-shabes ki sichas ha-chol. If Yeshayahu HaNavi told us that all matters of Shabbos have to be different, we shouldn't walk the same way, we shouldn't talk the same way, kavachomer, shelo yeh tiltol b'Shabbos ketiltol b'chol. Kedei, shelo yeh kiyom chol b'eino. So that Shabbos will be different than the rest of the week. In other words, if you could carry the same things on Shabbos as you do during the week, it would be bachadik. Shabbos wouldn't be Shabbistik. But then the Rambam adds, V'yavo l'agbiya l'sakin kelim v'pina l'pina omibayis l'bayis o l'atzniya avanim u'kiyote b'hem. After all, without Isser Muksa, you could mamish work all day Shabbos. You could, like, you know, wake up Shabbos morning, oh, I don't have to go to work. Today is the perfect day to clean the attic. And that's what you'll do all day. You'll be cleaning your attic, bringing things around, and putting them up and down. You won't do any malacha. And why would somebody all of a sudden have the idea to clean the attic? Right, all week they don't clean the attic. It's very simple. Shabbos, they don't have to go to work. What else are you going to do? So you're going to busy yourself with non-malacha. The nimsa shelo shavas. Turns out, the whole day, there was no shvisa, you were working the whole day. The Torah said, l'man yanuach. Shabbos is supposed to be day menucha. And without muksa, it would not be. Or at least for some people, it wouldn't be. So that's the first reason. He says really more than one thing here, and maybe at some point we'll go back and try to break it apart into the various pieces. What does this have to do with Yilul Chacha B'Shabbos? Is that the reason for Yilul Chacha B'Shabbos? Maybe. What's the Kal V'Chomer? The Ode. Kishivakir v'yital tel kelim shemlachta l'eser. After she's asik v'hen ma'at yavu de melachta. So the first reason is Alts Menucha. Second reason is Alts Melacha. The first thing seemed to be talking about Moksa Machlas Gufo. He talked about Avanim, for example. The second thing seems to be talking about Kli Shemalachta L'Isser. So the Rambam here seems to be putting together the various aspects of Moksa restrictions. When we talk about the reason for why is Aser to move a Kli Shemalachta L'Isser, it's very simple, because they might come to do Malacha. The Ode, third reason, there are some people, the whole week they don't even work. They live in Florida, they're retirees, I don't want to call them Yoshe Kranos, right? So they don't work the whole week anyway. Notice how he's going back to those psukim in Yeshayahu, right? So if we allow them to do tiltol, kishar yamin, nimta shalosh shava shvisa nikares. Torah wants our shvisa to be shvisa hanikares. In other words, let's say I don't do malacha the whole week. So if I don't do malacha the whole week, I don't do malacha on Shabbos, so how is my Shabbos different than a week? There's no shvisa nikares. Lefikach shvisa nidvarim elu, he shvisa shav b'chol adam. Even octogenarians in Florida are metalto muksa. So memela, if we restrict tilto muksa, so then there will be shvisa nikares for kol adam. Mivnidvarim elu nagu b'isra ha-tilto. The asru, Shelo yitalto adam b'shabes elakelim atzarach lahem kemoshis bar. Now that's fascinating. We have to get back to our outline also. So what's permitted? What can you carry? Kelim atzarach lahem, useful kelim. Interesting kelim. That's the rabbi. Says the rabbi. Mutei v'ameilu nabu b'sera atalto v'asru shelo yitalto elakelim atzarach lahem. Is Hakeru. Amar Bram, Ode Amru Atu Tiltal Atzarach Hotzahu. First of all, what's the Rambam doing making up his own reasons? There's a Gemara. The Gemara says it's Tzarach Hotzah. It's Atu Hotzah. Vod Amru B'nei Nechani Ben Chakai Nishtas Mish Nazu. Sha'amru Shosh Kael Mkhtan Nitlam B'Shabbos. Nimtza Ki Mepnei Chiyav Hotzah Asru Betiltal Masra Asru Shuhu Gadr Elo Hotzah. Sounds like, first of all, that Rambam, like you said, Ritva, that Nechamia was on Tzotzah. Second of all, he doesn't seem to necessarily be holding with this distinction that we said before. So basically, the Ravid says, what's the Rambam doing, making up his own reasons? So how do we defend the Rambam? So the Magen Mishnah gives two answers. Number one, Veloizki Rabbeinu Tamza, Lefishav Alishim Tchila Nasar Atzotol Magnei Gader HaTzotzah, Yimei Nechemya ben Chakalya Shalo Hayu Nisarin Dotsa'a Achar Kach Hitiru Tzas Kelen Kemoskar B'Gemara V'Nesu Ashar V'Pnei Atamim Shekazav Rabbeinu. That's very interesting. It sounds a little bit like he's saying the Isser remained. In other words, originally it was Aser because of Hotsa'a, but then they were Matir. So things got better, like we said. So why did anything remain? That was the reason for the Rambam. In other words, don't tell me that Mux is just Aser Hotzah Teres Nechemya, because that was fixed. That problem, Baruch Hashem, Achshir Dari, people got better. So why is anything remaining? That's what the Rambam is trying to answer by making up his own reasons. It's interesting that the Magen Mishnah prefers this answer. The Rambam, of course, he agrees to the Gemara's reason, but he's making up his own reasons. That's also good. Very interesting. The Prima Gadim in his Psicha to Hilchos Yantif has a very happy answer. And when we get to the Gemara, we'll see. You can analyze it. But he says, if you pay attention, actually, it says Atu Tilto Tzar Chotza only Bedas Beis Shammai, and it doesn't make sense that it would be Bedas Beis Hillel, because if you held that Tilto Moksa was Asur Al Tzisa, and you hold like Beis Hillel that there's no Isur Al Tzan Yantif, so then there shouldn't be Moksa Yantif, but there is Moksa Yantif, maybe even a more restricted Moksa Yantif. So why would there be Moksa Yantif if it was because of Tzah? So the Rambam knew that the Gemara's reasoning only was within Beis Shammai. He had to come up with his own reasons to explain Moksa for Beis Hillel. Take a look at the Aruch HaSholchan on Simon Shimchas at the beginning. He goes through a whole arichos about this. So he has a very interesting theory. First, he notes, how could they be matir when the Chania was gozer after all? And based in Yachol Vato, based in Shulchanero, Elin came God of Hustle of Minyan. Who would go and be matir after the Zera based in the Chania? They were in Aniyam on that based in. So he claims that the original Zeir Nechemiah was only made Letzar Shah. It was only a temporary measure. And those restrictions were limited, were removed when things got better automatically by the Basin of Nechemiah himself. And what remains is the Isra Moksa that existed, Me'az Shenit Natorah. Din of Torah. So he says, what's the pshat of Rambam? That the din of Shvisa is an example of Masra Kasav L'Chachamim, sort of like in Melechus Cholam Oed, that it is a quadra del Raisa, in the sense that the Torah said you have to set up things to make sure that there's Shvisa. And in fact, the Rambam does explicitly say elsewhere that the nature of, and Ramban says this as well, the nature of Shvusim on Shabbos might be different than other Yisurim Dirabbanim, because the Torah itself commands us to set up restrictions and expand so that there's Shvisa. And that's what the Rambam is getting at. The Rambam is getting at the original reasons for Moksa. In other words, whether you take it as far as the Aruch HaSholchan and say that this is Midoraisa, Masra Kasal Chamin, or you don't go as far, you say more like the other possibility we said before. The answer is that the Rambam, he's saying, is telling us the reasons for the original institution of Moksa, which predates Nechemiah, and what remains is back to the original. We will see more on this topic. But this is a important hakdama. I think there are some other areas of hakdama that would be worth thinking about. We're not going to get into it now, as we're ramis to the issue of the different types of tiltal versus hana and the like. Also, again, the issue of the Yudah Reb Shimon. But let's start with our sivya on daf membeis alibeis.
The Magen Mishnah's answer is what?
Magen Mishnah gives two answers. Number one is that the Rambam is, I'll leave it to you, the Rambam, below his ki Rabbeinu Tam, lefi shafal pisha v'tchila nasar tentum negedu hotzah. In other words, the gzeiras nechemia was because of hotzah. Shaloi nizharm b'hotzah. Achar kach hitiru k'tzas keitim. So they were matir. In other words, the concern of Hotzah was gone. So we should have gotten rid of Muksa entirely. So why are there some restrictions of Muksa that remain? In other words, he sounds like he's saying that Nechemiah instituted Muksa, and that was because of Hotzah. And the concern for Hotzah went away. So then the entire restriction of Muksa should have also gone away.
The restriction of Kiyat Tilto Kiyat.
So what the reason for what remains can't be Hotzah anymore. So what is it? It's the reasons that the Rambam said.
Okay.
And the second, you got a second answer?
Yeah, what's that going on?
Second answer was that there are many reasons for Muksa. We talked about this a little bit in Junzman, when we talked about the reasons for Gilui and Rashita, that there are many, many reasons for Dinam Dirabanan beyond the ones that are stated explicitly in the Gemara. And that's the way the Magid Mishnah reads, and that's his preferred explanation in the Rambam. Rambam, of course, agrees to what the Ragged says, but he thinks there's many other reasons as well. Okay. So now let's see the Mishnah. Ein knows and Kletach Taner L'Kabel. So again, we're going to go through today's limud a little more quickly, as though it is Muksa related, but it's not entirely Muksa. L'Kabel Boas Hashemen, Ne Nos, Ve'im Nos Nu Ami Vod Yom, Motor. So you're not allowed to put a kli under a nair to capture the oil that leaks, but if you put it earlier, before Shabbos, it's mutter. Tosfos wonders that by the lashon should say mutter la'anicha mivod yom. Ve'ineosin mimenu lefi she'enu min amuchan. Moreover, if you have a kli that catches the oil that drips from the nair, then ve'ineosin mimenu, you can't have hamna from that oil. Why? Because it's muksa. She'enu min amuchan. Very interesting that we refer to the Isser here as Hana. Generally speaking, we assume that Muksa does not create an Isser Hana, creates an Isser Tilta. We'll get back to that as well. Rashi says that there are two reasons for this Halacha Mishnah. Let's see, Rashi. Klitach has a Ner L'Kabos HaShem and HaMatavtech Mishom HaShem and Muksahu. First reason for the Mishnah, why can't put a kli under to capture the oil, is because ein kli nital al tzarach davar nital. Now, that's going to be Rav Yitzchak's explanation in the Gemara. According to Rashi, that's also what Rav Chista was assuming according to Rava. You can't move something, a kli can't be moved except with tzarach davar nital. Now, what's the reason for that? Why is ein kli nital tzarach davar nital? So the pashtus is that this relates to Zeiras Nechemya. In other words, we don't actually accept this position, but the logic is that just like you can't move, according to some Amorayim, klish melachto leheter letzarach gufo, and even we accept that you can't move it around the paskins, we accept. So there's also a restriction that even a klish mafsal hatter can't be moved except for davar hanito, and not shelo letzarach davar hanito. In other words, this rule has nothing to do with haktzah. After all, there's no haktzah in this kli. It could even be a klish mafsal. This is like a plate, right? I mean, I'm allowed to use this plate for eating on. I just can't use it to capture the oil. The Orzerua Simon Lamed Zayin says that a little differently, but along the same lines, that they were matir mechamal itzel for klishmal tolahter, because maybe you'll need it on Shabbos. So why am I allowed to bring in my kli? I left my plate outside. I'm afraid it's going to get played by my nephew, for example. That might be not part of Zeres Nechemya. I left my chair outside, or table outside, or something like that. A lot of bring it inside, lest it be stolen. Well, that's because maybe I'll need it on Shabbos. But when it comes to something that moving it to protect muksas, there's no reason why they had to be matir that. So memela, Zeres Nechemya remained in force. Why should it be matir? That's the first explanation.
I don't understand the meaning. This was never.
They were matir only what's necessary. Remember, they originally said all kelim are asur, right?
It's just a level worse than chamal itself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Um,
So that's the first explanation of the Mishnah. Inami kasavar also levato kli mechano lahoshet kli b'makom shelo yuchal od lichlo. Mishum zavi kovel l'makom u'machabro b'tik b'dami l'malacha. This is dami l'malacha. Tosfos on the top of Mem Gimel Mem Aleph, Dimasul Mevatel, says that this is somewhat of a steerer to what Rashi says elsewhere in Daf Nandalad, Chav Chav Ches. Rashi says that the reason for Bitul Kli Mechano is because it's Doma L'Sosir. Here, Rashi sounds like it's Doma Tabona, because once this muksa, this oil that this muksa falls into the kli, then I won't be able to move it. The klizem ishivo ba'ashemen ha'muksa. They also ataplo, it's ki'ilu. I nailed it to the floor, nailed it to the table, wherever it is. And therefore it's domo lamona. So why does Rashi give two different explanations? It's also worthwhile to note, Rashi doesn't say the domo lamona. He says the domo lamalacha. Perhaps what Rashi means is that it's doma to melacha in general. In other words, most Yisurim D'Rabbanan, when it comes to Shabbos, are gzeira'atu, particular melachos. Maybe here it's doma l'melacha. It could be bone, it could be soser. Ike pointed out that this might be Rashi l'shitaso, in his explanation of molid, where also, according to Rashi, it sounds a little bit like there's a concept of something being usher, because it's like malacha. Not even malacha in general, but malacha. Presumably not a dindaraisa. And that could be why Rashi doesn't say doma labona. It might be it's more doma tabona, it might be more sosa, it might be both. Agaf, I should say that many of the things, especially the ones that make sense, are coming from the Chavrusa Shaft with Mike Shlita, and they're his ideas also. Try to point them out also, but even the things they don't point out. So that's what Rashi sounds like he might be saying. Other Rishonim say no, it's much more specific. It's either Doma Tabona or Sosa, a more classical way. So these are the two explanations of the Mishnah. Bitul Kli Mechano or Ein Kli Nito. So says the Gemara.
What's the idea of the Sosa?
Because now it's unusable. This kli, which was once I could use it for something or whatever I wanted to, is now locked in place.
Wouldn't that be making
broken.
A potter?
What?
Wouldn't that be making a potter? It's totally different.
You're saying that if it's domet to soser. So, first of all, this raises an interesting question as well, because Rashi Shita sounds like ain binyan vein seir v'kelim at all. Sounds like from here, Rashi holds it that. Maybe yes, or maybe again, if you hold up the part that we're saying that it's Doma Malacha, then it's not a Kasha. But it's still, and again, the way I'm saying it is, it's not Gzeira Atu Soser, in which case maybe you're saying so, but this Stira wouldn't even be Stira Daraisa, it would be Stira Darabana, and then it should be Gzeira Udeira and the like. Rather, the way I'm suggesting for Rashi is it's Doma Malacha.
But the other Rashis are saying Sosa.
You know, the other Rashis, Rashi is consistent. And that's why you could say it's Doma Lamacha al Sosa, you could say it's Doma Lamacha al Tzbona. It's not Gzeira Atu this, but it's Doma Lamacha.
What about the other Rishonim?
And the question is, so the other Rishonim, we'll see what they say. I don't want to get too much into it because it's not some muksa, but it's not a muksa issue. There's, you know, you could take this very far. There's Usher Weiss is a very fascinating theory about why sometimes using electrical devices on Shabbos could be misadvised based on the Yerushalmi, that sort of puts everything under the category of Makad Patish, that's a Dhamma with a Lacha, that doesn't normally fall into it. He's taking this idea that Rashi might be saying, though I think Rashi only saying on a Rabbanan level under certain circumstances, and applying it very, very broadly. But maybe at the very least on a Rabbanan level you have this idea in Shitas Rashi. Okay, Amar of Chista. Afal Bisha Amru, he knows the Klita Achas Karnagolas. So you're allowed to put a kli on top of an egg to protect it, but not underneath. Answer is that they're matir atzala mitzuya, not atzal shen mitzuya. What's the issue that they need to be matir? So Rashi understands that Rabba's learning that the Isser here is, look at Rashi, Vatzal Mitsuya Tiru, Latalta Plilitzar, Gafalti, Shabet Sadavar She'ena, Nital Bishabas. In other words, even though we haven't formally introduced the concept of Engli Nital, Latzal Tamar Nital, that's going to come up later, then Gimel and Aleph, Rabba's taking that for granted, but he's saying they made an exception. What's the exception? Hatzala Mitsuya. Hatzala Mitsuya. And Hatzala Shein Mitsuya, they answered, Eisei Abai Hatzala Shein Mitsuya Lo Atiru, Batanya, Nishbe Lo Chavish, Shantavel, the Rosh Gago, maybe Kli, Meniach Tachtera, which sounds like Hatzala Shein Mitsuya, the Gufi Chanati, the Shlichi De Paki, Tzotz Mitsuya, Eisei Nozmi Kli Tach Zeneru Kalo Mitzotzos, Mitzotzos Nami Shlichi, Esve Kofin Kara Algabe Alaner Shalo Yochas Bakora Bivati Gachini Teshkiach Budleika Khain Karsh Nishbira Sonchan of Sad Safsal Baruchas Amita Churi Khadati David Paki Nos the Plita Chasadal Bishabas Bivati Khadati Teshkihi Didalki. So we have four or five kashas on this from places that we seem to be allowing Kli Nital itself, Davar Shein Nital, even though it's Lo Shchiach, and we basically answer that they're Shchiach. Tosafos disagrees with Rashi. Says no, this has nothing to do with Kli Tachli Mecha. It's Ein Kli Nital. That comes up later. This is a general Isser Hatzala. There's an Isser Hatzala. Why? Because of Tircha. It's a little strange, because as I pointed out, it's not like that much of a Tircha to like take a little bowl and put it under the egg, or the oil, and the like. Maybe the pshat is that it's not the tircha of the act itself, but the doing hatzala is anxiety provoking. It's a very saving things, protecting things. That is the tircha. Alternatively, there's a bir halacha that might imply that it's more of a concern atu malacha. When you get involved in making matzil things, even if you start off being matzil things in a way that's okay, you could end up doing it in a way that's not okay. Right? I think a lot of mistakes in Shabbos come up sort of by doing that, by trying to protect or the like. It doesn't seem to fit so well in the Lashon HaTircha of Tosfos, but there might be evidence for that. Now, going back to the Mishnah, he's meant to really do Tosfos, Divor, Maschil, Ve'enei Usim Imenu. So the Mishnah says, Ve'enei Usim Imenu, L'fishenu Ena Muchan. So what does that mean? That means if the oil falls into my kli, so I can't have enough of the oil. Now, Tosfos says that this idea makes a lot of sense according to Yehuda. Why? We will see at the top of Daf Mem Dalav Dalav that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have Moser Shem Shabaneh, let's say I light my candle, there was 3 hours of oil, and the candle didn't last 3 hours. After an hour and a half, it burnt out. Now I have some extra oil left. Am I allowed to use that oil, olive oil, in my salad? Rabbi Yehuda says no. Maybe it's got tzayel v'nash mashos, it's got tzayel v'yoma, and you may not use that oil. Rabbi Shimon says no. Moser Shem Shabaneh is mutter. If that's true, so then, l'chora, the oil that drips out of the candle should be identical to the oil that's left over. So does that mean our Mishnah should be Yehuda? So one possibility is maybe, yeah. Tosos prefers not to say that. This actually relates to a discussion at the beginning of Sechas Be'ah where the Gemara says that the Stam Mishnahs and Shabbos are Rabbi Shimon. The Rishon point out that there might be exceptions to that. Either way, Tosos wants to try to figure out a way to make our Mishnah even Rabbi Shimon. How could that be? So to do that, Tosos is a very big chiddush, which is that the reason why Ein Yosim Yimenu is because of a different type of muksa. Muksa machmas mitzvah. Now this brings up a very important question. How are the different types of muksas related to each other? Muksa machmas mitzvah is a muksa, it's a tzah that's not even limited to Hilchos Shabbos. You could have Hilchos muksa machmas mitzvah, for example, on Chol Hamoed, where there isn't an issue of malacha per se. So,
Meila?
Well, the idea of muksa machmas mitzvah is that, simply understand, when I designate something for a mitzvah, I can't use it in a way that will take away from the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So that's the way Rashi says it over here. Now, why is that a very big chiddush? So it's a very big chiddush because usually, muksa machmas mitzvah restricts, like I said, doing things in a way that will take away from the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Now, over here, will using, what do we have? And we have a candle, or ner. So ner doesn't mean a candle, actually. As you'll see, ner is the receptacle in which the oil or the fuel resides. But you have, we'll call it a candle. Our purposes, Lashon Ne'adam. So you have a lamp. There we go. Much better. You have a lamp, and some of the oil drips out, and I want to now use it from my salad dressing. The candle's still burning. Is eating this oil now going to take away from the fulfillment of the mitzvah? Not in any way. Right? The candles are still going to burn as long as they're going to burn. I'm not being mevata of the mitzvah by using this. And nevertheless, Tosa says that this is bechlal, the din of muksa machmas mitzvah. So what's interesting is even though Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold a mikudas katsai, and therefore as soon as the candle goes out, so your flame goes out, you're allowed to enjoy the rest of the oil, put it in your salad. Right? And not only that, but Tosus points out at the end that if you want to go ahead and, let's say, walk around with this candle, there should be no restrictions in terms of muksa machmas mitzvah. In other words, muksa machmas mitzvah doesn't create this or tiltal. Right? Why is it that I can't move around my Shabbos candles? Let's say I light Shabbos candles, and then I want to find something in my room. It's dark. Am I allowed to carry my Shabbos candles into my room to find that? Is there any problem? So maybe he'll tell me it should be asukas in mechaba. Well, he says no. Because even if it goes out, it's darvish in mechaba. If we ask him, like Rabbi Shimon, so it's not segregation. So what's the reason why it's asur? It doesn't take much of my mitzvah either. Rather, what's the reason? It's because it's a very interesting idea that the shalheves, the flame is muksa, and the wick is a basis to the shalheves, the candle is a basis to the wick, the candlestick is a basis to the candle, and that's the problem. So we'll have a chance to talk about that. But the point is that there's no iser tiltum. Why, Tosu says? Because you're not being mevatel the mitzvah by being metatel it. So you might have also said that as long as I, since this oil's already dripped out of the lamp, there's no bittul mitzvah by eating the oil, so it shouldn't be muksa machmas mitzvah. And since he doesn't know the migudas katsai, it should be totally mutter, it should be like it went out. So Tosa over here says no. That as long as the mitzvah continues to be fulfilled, in other words, as long as the candle's lit. So then all the oil that was at one point associated with that candle remains muksa machmas mitzvah. And even though the consumption of that oil isn't a bittul mitzvah, it's still bechlal muksa machmas mitzvah. That's Tosfos Chiddush. And as some of the Chaver pointed out, this Chiddush seems to be a machlokas we've shown him elsewhere. So the Gemara.
It's 2 minutes quick.
2 minutes quick, good. So 3 more minutes. So the Gemara gives another answer to this question of why it's really the din of our Mishnah, that at this point we're still technically trying to explain Rav Chisda. Rav Yosef, how about any time in Rav Chisda? You should become a Vatok Limechanam. Rashi is an interesting lesson over here. Sheyemuchan v'tchil v'tapilo v'achshav oseinu moksa. Oseinu moksa. Maybe we'll get back to that. Eisvei abaye chavish shel tevel shenishbara mevi kliach eminyach tachta. So what do you see? We don't hold the bitul kli mechano. Amar lei tevel muchan hu Eitzel Shabbos. Shemavar v'sikno misukar. Very interesting idea. That Tevel, even though it's aser to be mafresh Tevel, but, and therefore in its current state of Tevel, it's worthless, and therefore it should be muksa. It is muksa, in fact. But, since if a person was old there and was misakin it, over implies mezid, Tosfos says, well, mezid is aser, says maybe we're talking about a case where there's no other food. One way or the other, even though this is muksa, since if you did it, it would be mutter, so then it's not bitul kli mechano. Now, I don't understand. But lemaisa, I'm mevatel kli mechano. Right? In other words, lemaisa, tevel is muksa. It's true, arav v'sikno mesukan. Right? But, right, I have this barrel of tevel, and I stick the barrel broke. I put something underneath it to capture the tevel. So now, am I allowed to move that kli that captured the tevel? Absolutely not. Why? Because tevel's muksa. Sounds like bitul kli mechano. So why isn't it bitul kli mechano? It's true. Aver v'sikno v'sukkah. So the answer is that now it's not domet to malachar. It's not domet to boner soser. Now, this is only double malach, it's only double debonus osir when it creates a permanent iser. A permanent, like Rashi said, doma machabro batit. Kilu, I nailed it to the table. But if it could be moved because I was over the sick now, so then that's not bitul kli mechano. Now, there's another question, which is, why don't we say migu diskatzai? In other words, lemaisa over here, it's aser to do. So it should remain muksa, even if it's avra v'sikna v'sukkah. In other words, they didn't consin the iser b'diavad of being mafresh tevel. But lemaisa, before Shabbos, this was aser. So we should say Miwudis Katsai. And it should remain muksa, even if theoretically the afrasha should be chal. Maybe you'll say it's a Yoshev Matzapa. We'll see that at least according to Rav Shimon holds, doesn't hold of Miwudis Katsai when you're Yoshev Matzapa. But it's strange to say Yoshev Matzapa. What are we talking about, a Rasha here? In other words, it's us here to do it. If you learn like Tosos, yeah, we're talking about a case where you have no other food. Maybe you could say it's just a little bit Yoshin Mitzapah, but still not really Yoshin Mitzapah, because it's still Usher. So, Rashi in Be'a, Daf Lamed Aleph on the base, says, it sounds like he's saying, that we don't say, Migu Diskatzai, Machmas and Nisad Rabbanah. Since the Isser being Mafresh and Nisad Rabbanah, we don't say Migu Diskatzai. If you look, Tosas Yishanim over here on our page, and Tosas Rashi say, very similar answer. Tosos there in Be'a objects, and he says this is a special halacha for tevel. But the question is, what's the reason for Rashi? In other words, why would an Isser D'Rabbanan make it any different? After all, L'maisa, it's still Asser. Right? What difference makes it Isser D'Raisa to be Mafrish or Isser D'Rabbanan to be Mafrish? In the end of the day, this food is worthless food. It's useless food, at least for someone who is halachically observant. So what difference does it make? So Ike pointed out that Rabbi Sarfati said that maybe the answer is that an Isser D'Rabbanan, though it is usher, is an Isser more in the Gavra, as opposed to Isser Mechefta. And therefore, it doesn't create the same level of Bittul Kli Mechana. For Tosus, you have to say something else, but we're out of time. So Bezras Hashem, we'll pick up here tomorrow, but again, we're gonna slow down a little bit, but I just want to get through these quasi-Moksasibias before we start. Okay, Yashar Kalach. Everyone should feel free.